This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry. Agriculture Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. It's the week of Commodity Classic. Four major producer organizations come together. We'll put them in the spotlight. I'll talk about the corn growers and their goals coming up after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on. Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
Activities get underway on Wednesday in Orlando, Florida for the 2019 Commodity Classic. And among the groups that will be meeting there, actually ahead of the trade show that starts Thursday, will be the National Corn Growers Association. They, just last summer, put into effect a strategic plan ratified by the Board of Directors, taking a look at the future and what they'd like to accomplish by the year 2020. Lynn Crisp is president of the Corn Growers. He's from Hastings, Nebraska. We'll be visiting with Lynn on a Wednesday afternoon, talking about some of those goals. Here's a look at those. By the year 2020, they want to increase ethanol utilization by 4 billion gallons. That would be a healthy increase. Partnering with industry, they want to establish at least 3 new uses for corn for a minimum of 75 million bushels by 2020. They want to identify 50 million bushels of new corn-based food ingredient demand by the year 2020. They want to collaborate with industry partners to work to increase the animal agriculture-sourced exports by 40% by the year 2020. That's a reminder of just how important animal agriculture is to the corn growers, how much of the crop they produce is consumed by the livestock industry. Here's another goal. By 2020, they want to target influencers and decision makers to improve the consumer attitudes toward technology and production agriculture. And to do so by education, they want to increase those attitudes by 3% to benchmark industry research. By 2020, the corn growers will form at least 5 partnerships with non-traditional groups for agriculture to support corn industry initiatives. I'll be back after this.